Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, O Lord my God, I praise you for your greatness is great, and I thank you for your kindness to me. I praise you, O Lord my God, for your great greatness and for your kindness to me. In Jesus Christ's name, we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God now. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please come through for me and show up for me in the battles of life. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Heavenly Father, please come through for me and show up for me in the battles of life. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. The resurrected life is real, and it is possible for those who truly believe. It is a radically transformed life. God demands it as a change in every child of his, in exchange for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, his Son. The new life, the resurrected life, is not an optional life. It is compulsory for every wise person who will not perish with this doomed world. It is not a merely religious or denominational life. There are many religions in the world. The denominational life also may impress the pastor or the founder of the denomination. But the resurrected life is the life of Christ in the life of the believer. It behoves us to live it practically from a pure heart inside to a pious life outside. Let us see Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. I read from the New Living Translation. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 10. I read, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the world, you will share in all his glory. So, put to death the sinful earthly things lurking within you have nothing to do with sexual immorality, impurity, lust, and evil desires. Don't be greedy, for a greedy person is an idolater, worshipping the things of this world. Because of these sins, the anger of God is coming. You used to do these things when your life was still part of this world. But now is the time to get rid of anger, rage, malicious behavior, slander, and dirty language. Don't lie to each other, for you have stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. Full stop. Praise God. As we conclude the resurrection series today, let us please keep close to this great scripture and meditate on it until it becomes our flesh, our very life. Let us live to please God, not to impress the world. Let us look up to Him who is enthroned in heaven. Let us draw near to him who is by our side as our workmate. Every true Christian is expected to live the new life in Christ by the power of the resurrection. The kingdom of God is at hand. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the series we are concluding today on the resurrected life. We thank you, O Lord, for the understanding that we have gained. Lord, we ask you by your grace and by your spirit that we will live the life that will please you. We will live the resurrected life that will amaze the world. We will live the resurrection power as we walk with you and as you walk us into your eternal kingdom. Thank you, gracious God. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.